Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Now it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body now has 13 Bay Area locations ready to serve with a safe, contact-free online auto body repair experience. To get free online estimate or book your appointment, visit ChiltonAutoBody.com. All right, here's what's happening. So we'll begin real quick with the weather, which is going to be mixed today. So we'll see partly cloudy skies and some sun is on tap for tomorrow, but rain headed at the end of the week. Rain on Friday and possibly Saturday, or depending on where you're at, it'll be Saturday and not Friday. But either way, rain's coming. End of week. Okay?
We can use it.
So this is what you referenced. You and I think, both referenced this earlier. President Biden has announced now that the U.S. will have enough vaccines for every adult by the end of May.
Incredible.
So that is a jump from the last estimate was more like the end of June. And you always figure, you know, government's inefficiency will probably push that back. But now maybe we'll actually make the June deadline, and that'd be great.
It would be great, since I have my heart set on it. I want to throw a very small 4th of July party this year.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I gave that up.
Why are you kidding?
Yeah, why are you kidding? I thought you...
I still think that, you know, by July there'll be people without the... You know, we'll see how things are going. Maybe it'll be a last minute
thing. You just
have
to show your vaccine card at the door, right?
There you go. I'll get a bouncer. Mm. That sounds good.
And just as the CDC came out and said, listen, please don't turn back all of your regulations too soon. We are doing well. We're looking good. Please don't turn back. Stay the course. Just as they said that, Texas has decided to lift all COVID restrictions. 100% gone. No masks, all businesses open, full capacity, anywhere you go, everywhere you go. And this plan goes into effect, I believe, next week.
Winning.
Duh. I'm sorry. Okay. Duh.
You need me to repeat it?
Yes.
Texas has decided to lift all COVID
restrictions.
No, I mean,
I don't need you to. I mean,
100% open as of next week. No masks, all businesses open, full capacity everywhere. Texas, everyone.
They're just a giant F you to, I mean, like, I, okay. All right, you know what?
Sounds like they have it under control, Sarah.
Sure,
yeah,
sounds,
I agree.
Right, sounds like it. All right, great. Good for you, Texas.
Not a lot of money can be wasted right now. Everybody, even if you've kept your job through this, needs to consider the fact that they may not keep their job through this. So, you know, you really want to be careful with your dough, and yet life goes on. So here are some of the things that go on sale in March. TVs.
Okay. Really?
Manufacturers are getting ready to release new models.
Oh,
so this is the second best month of the year to buy a TV. November's first with Black Friday sales.
Oh, 'cause it's always the big sales, yeah.
But TVs, good time to buy. Jewelry. There's always a lot left over from
putting that on the list.
What did I say?
You said jewelry.
Yeah, jewelry. There's always a lot left over from Valentine's Day. So jewelry stores drop their prices.
When you said putting that on a list, Sarah, so is that fun. The Vinny list or is
the
that the list?
The list of Vinny's words.
I see.
It's Vinny's words.
I thought you actually wanted some jewelry. I see. I get it.
Jewelry.
All right.
Jewelry. You got that?
I sure do.
Winter awesome. Sports gear. It's a good time to gear up for next winter season.
That
right
is true.
Now.
Yes.
This is weird. March is National Frozen Foods Month, so frozen food will go on sale. A lot of grocery stores offer great deals, so consider stocking up on...
You know, it's weird. I don't look for on-sale frozen food.
I do. When I see Marie Callender's chicken pot pies on sale, I'll get four of them.
Oh. Mm. Wow.
When's the last time you put one of those in? Because I'll tell you what, they're tasty.
They are. You know,
it's not health food.
The problem is I've looked at the label. It's not health food. Delicious, it's also 3,000 calories for the whole pie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's...
Isn't it like tiny? It's like the palm-sized one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 50,000 calories in the palm-sized one.
That's why you get the bigger size. Come on.
Right, you can have more.
Anyway, they are tasty.
Delicious. That's the one with the big chunks of white meat chicken,
yep,
and broccoli, and then like a very non-offensive sauce and a delicious full crust. I mean, a crust on the bottom too, right?
If you haven't had one in a while, they are tasty.
They really are. No, the only frozen foods I buy are peas, corn, the broccoli cauliflower mix. Oh, you know what? John buys a lot of fruit for his smoothies.
I was going to say, you freeze your own fruit or are you going to... because. After you do that for a little while, you go, you know what I'm going to do? Buy this stuff ready frozen because it's a lot of work.
And I'm guessing that if the blueberries on sale, he'd be like, no, okay, I need those. You know what I just realized? I don't do any of the shopping. Of course, I don't look for on sale food.
Right. Of course you don't. Also, grills are going on sale. This is a last chance to get a good deal ahead of summer. Get a new grill.
Yeah.
They usually don't drop back down in price until the end of summer as they see everyone getting ready to, you know,
put the grill
get
away.
Ready for winter.
Yeah,
basically.
Grilling, it's fun. I do love a cookout.
Yeah, yep. I'm looking forward to that. All the things, parties,
all the things. Oh,
grilling,
seeing friends and hugging them without thinking twice. Oh,
yeah.
It was amazing.
You know what? I'm not someone you'd expect to have this opinion, but when we drove over to see our friend Trina and it was her birthday and all the kids are in masks and the girls are in masks. I'm in the car with the puppy, and it just sucks. That's not a birthday. That's not. What is that?
That is the way the world is. You know what?
Sucks.
We should all move to Texas. I'm thinking I'll go to Texas. Mm. Sounds like they don't have it there.
One last note on this sort of theme we're working here to get us current. According to a new survey, the average woman says she's doing twice as much stuff around the house as she was a year ago. In March of last year is when we went in. We're at the year mark, right?
Yeah.
What's the date?
We're 50,
the third. Okay,
51.
Almost 10 more days, right?
10 more days,
In
March of last year, women say they had an average of 7 responsibilities at home. They say it's now up over 13.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing twice as much.
Only 1 in 10 say their partner's doing as much around the house as they are.
Oh, my
now,
God.
While
John
that
does
may
ten
be
times
true,
what I do.
I can't do nearly as much as my missus does. I'm still doing twice as much myself.
Right.
So.
It's been incredible. And it's, you know, I find it really hard to watch John do chores and not help. You know what I mean? It's really hard. And it feels like he does them right in front of me. So it's hard for me to stay seated. You know? So I'm definitely doing more. Since our housekeeper left, my workload has really increased.
You're telling me there's a little guilt kicking in there while you sip an iced tea that he's just served you and continues to clean. Or
it's so funny too because it takes me, you know, I huff and puff when I have to get up because I'm so old and comfortable. So I hear him open. I can hear the of the door to the dishwasher, and I'm like, oh, are those clean? And he's like, yeah, you don't have to. It's okay. Then I'm like, no, there's no way you're going to be 12 feet from me putting away dishes and I'm not going to come help you. That ain't happening. But then I'm all snap, snap with the clothes, you know, around the corner in the laundry room.
Oh, like, you want
hey,
help
man.
With your
just
chores
just because I'm not doing
well.
That in front of you doesn't mean I don't want help folding this giant load.
Very well played.
Thank you.
I actually think of things that I don't think of, which is interesting as I now live with a lady. Like our neighbor, I think to name names because it adds legitimacy to my story, but he probably doesn't want the name thrown out there. Anyway,
probably, you know.
My neighbor crashed on his mountain bike last week. Bad one. Ooh. And he ended up in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah, bad. And then he had to go in for surgery, I think, yesterday.
Oh.
But one of the things that happened, so, you know, I've been asking when I see them, how's it going? Can we do anything? The little guy, my boy Noah, and there I did it again.
That's okay. We know Noah.
Anyway, I'm like, hey, no, the trash cans are, you know, have been emptied and now they're sitting in the front yard. I'm like, hey, Noah, you want me to help you bring in those trash cans? And he goes, no, I'm playing. And I went, oh, okay. Just like, all right, well.
Kids, no concept of what happens around them to keep that house going.
Right.
Trash cans? Well, I didn't even know they were there.
No.
What are those doing here?
I'm playing right now. What are you talking about, mister? Anyway, one of the things that my missus, who's definitely loaded down, back to the story where people are, especially women, are doing way more than they usually do. My wife sent over food for them, which is great.
Yeah.
I would have never thought to do it, you know, and they said, oh, hey, thanks, Vin, for dinner the other night. And I was like, I can't take credit for that at all, but you're welcome.
It is nice when something's going on at your house and people drop off a lasagna. You're like, dinner's all set. We don't have to think about it. Thank God.
So one of the reasons why women do more is because they think of more things for the people around them to
do. We're so thoughtful.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
That's true.
I wouldn't have thought of that at all.
That's the first thing I think of when it comes to... Because haven't you ever had a friend with cancer and then you get on the list and you have to like bring bags of groceries and bring, you know, cooked stuff? And
yeah, that happened to my mom.
I was going to say, Nicole, yeah. you guys must have been fed for a year.
Yeah. Oh, there was this really good chicken dinner that my friend's mom made. It was brownies. Oh, so good.
Oh, and God, they gave
it
you the
came
whole
in like platters and everything.
Oh,
so
wow.
good.
Wow.
Damn, were you like, can she do it once a week?
I wish. And the mashed potatoes really creamy. Oh, man,
boy,
I want that right now.
Just chicken, mashed potatoes, and brownies?
Yeah, well, it was like, I don't know what kind of chicken it was, but it was good.
This reminds me of the Gretchen incident. You know how we talked to Gretchen about Paul all the time, and she was like,
yeah.
And talk about food, and she's like.
It's a lemon meringue pie.
Oh,
so good.
That is a mouthful of lemon meringue pie.
Yeah, but people really offered to help and do whatever they could, so we always got food here and there.
Yeah, that's nice. And someone's
yeah, that's
up.
Really nice. Yeah. I it didn't occur to me to send over food, and I didn't feel great taking credit for it. It was, you know, our bank account.
Take credit, you know, sure.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, that's one of the things I wouldn't have thought to do at all. Like, you know. Down to take in the trash cans if Noah was willing to help, but beyond that, I hadn't.
You were
going to
do that by yourself. I mean, come on.
Well, no. I mean, come on. You can't help me. I can't help you.
What kid?
Anyway, back to stories.
All right.
This is one of those. A family is on a mission to visit each In-N-Out location.
Oh.
Do you know how many In-N-Out locations there are now?
Oh
boy. Let's see. I'll say there are. Is it still only West Coast? I'll say there's 800.
There's not 800. There are a lot, though. A lot more like that. I'm surprised you guessed that many. There's 360 of them at the moment, which when you think that, well, that's a ton considering they never had any.
I know.
There used to be four of them.
I know. You just couldn't. You had to drive. We had to drive an hour when I first moved here. And we did several times. Let's drive. Let's
family,
go. So they're going to do them all, huh? That's a fun road trip.
So what they're saying here is it's Sam Vonderheide and his two kids, Emery and Berkeley. They started the adventure on July 7th, you know, as we all are like, what are we going to do with all this free time?
You kidding me?
To kick it off, they visited 185 locations in 15 days.
How do
you do that math? And like, who can eat that? What do you just get a fry and call that? Maybe you don't eat it, everyone.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe they are truly just visiting them. Like,
I think
do they go
that
in
might
and
be
watch
the
them?
But I wonder why they're visiting them, because they're all the same floor plan. And they all look the same.
They all look exactly the same.
Exactly
so why
the
are they
same,
doing
right.
this?
What's the point of
probably
this?
To get out of the house.
Right.
Hmm.
This is
Vonderheide,
I mean,
and his
that's
kids.
So many. That's just ridiculous. That's more than 10 meals a day.
They've traveled 13,500 miles so far, and the family plans to visit 8 Central Valley locations this coming weekend, everyone.
This is so weird. Are they in
an RV? The dad says, my son prides himself that this was his idea. Berkeley came up with the idea after most of their summer plans had been canceled due to the pandemic.
Kid's name is Berkeley Vonderheide.
Vonderheide.
Vonderheide. Yeah. That is amazing.
They say there's 40 in Texas and 30 in Arizona and a dozen in Utah, and they decided, let's do this. They've now visited 316 of the 363 locations, and they're going to be in our area this coming weekend, hitting up the Fresno In-N-Outs.
Damn. That is really, you know, I could understand it if it was like, we have a year and we're going to hit the 365 locations once per day. We're going to go to three. But they did 185 of them in 15 days. That's ridiculous. So they drove through the parking lot, went, yep, this one looks like the other ones. Next one.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just a road trip and you just check them off your list and keep going. And it's one of those things that at the end, I guess you can say you did. I wouldn't be interested in it.
You know, apparently there's a bunch of swag that you can get as well. Like, I don't know, a hammock, cookie jars, a beach umbrella and stuff like that.
I always
so that's
buy
pretty
my
cool.
dad a t-shirt.
Right.
So you gotta have it. Everybody's got an In-N-Out t-shirt. You gotta have it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And different locations probably have, you know, different,
oh, different swag,
merch,
right?
Right? And then they also say that the secret menu is pretty extensive. So I guess they're trying to try all the stuff in the secret menu. And a lot of people don't even know how to order the stuff, you know, because where do you even find this secret menu?
Well, it's secret.
Exactly. Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
So that's part of the reason why they're trying to do this. And they have a bunch of people.
You know
watching.
What? There aren't 185 items on the secret menu. And that's how many they hit in 1 week. Like, are they just, like Vinny said, are they just getting, can I please have one fry? How much is that?
Well, I actually think what you just said makes the most sense, which is maybe they're collecting T-shirts from each location or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't
so weird.
Have this. While I enjoy an In-N-Out burger, I can tell you that my wife's stepdad loved fast food so much, and In-N-Out was the holy
pinnacle,
grail,
right.
I guess, of fast food joints. He loved it, and they went all the time because this was his thing. Everyone, we're going to In-N-Out. And I got an In-N-Out t-shirt from him every Christmas he was alive.
Oh.
That's a true story.
Goodness.
I got a bunch of them.
Wow. It's not the healthiest thing. I mean, look, it's
no.
maybe among fast food places it tries to be the healthiest.
It
but
seems
it's
healthier
not.
Because they're making the potatoes right in front of you. You're like, oh, those are actual potatoes.
Protein style, that, which yeah. is just without the bun and the lettuce.
Yeah, you know, really, it's the same. It's just, okay,
did you know that
fine.
You can cook your fries 7 different ways? That's
no.
part of the secret menu that I'm
what, can
I'm
I just have
about.
Them raw? Can I just have potato sticks?
I know that you can make it extra crispy. My friend orders it that way, so I know about that one. But there's a bucket.
Yeah. He does.
Uh-huh. I'll take some extra crispy. That sounds good.
They're already extra crispy.
Well, I think after you order them and they sit for a little bit, they get a little bit softer. So he orders it, you know, with that in mind.
I don't imagine that the food sits very long at In-N-Out. It seems like it's a pretty constant, it's done, give it to the person. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why they give it to you for the drive. Are you eating this in your car? I see people drive off like, ah, I'm so dry. I'm like, damn, dude, slow down.
Take it easy. You've got the food now.
Put your hands on the steering wheel, bro.
It's a long wait. Anyway, I'm out of time, but let me give you the number just so you know. You can text us if you've got any comments. 800-400-3697. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tiger, the authorities want to see that black box from your SUV. Black boxes were in cars.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.